The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
And it is time now for high school boys basketball from Claymont. Here is Matt Croy.
And good evening from Yorksville. The Highland Hawks come in unbeaten at 7-0 on the season, 4-0 in the IVC South, taking on the Claymont Mustangs, a record of 3-6 overall. They're 2-2 in the IVC South Division. Stay tuned. We'll speak with Highland head basketball coach Mark Schlabel on the pregame show on WKLM.
Kind Home Center in Charm is adjusting hours for the winter season. We invite you to visit us during our updated hours to assist you with your home, building, and woodworking needs. Our new store hours will be in effect January 13th, 2025. We will be open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to noon, and closed on Sunday. Visit us at kimehome.com for more information.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon in the old-fashioned smokehouse, uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. Stop in and see all the products that they offer. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Alongside Highland Hawks and basketball coach Mark Schlabel, coming off the two wins of the first Federal Holiday Showcase over Warren JFK and University School. And, of course, the two wins against two very good opponents. Mark, what did you take away from those two victories last weekend?
Yeah, I thought our kids played well. I thought the one of the nice things, two teams that played two different styles, and to be able to, you know, get both of those wins against two different styles of play was really important for us, and I thought our kids did a good job preparing and then executing in those games.
You mentioned the styles. We talked about this team being such a good defensive team. A University School, especially, a team came in averaging just a little bit under 80 points per game, held them to under 30 in that contest. What does it say about the defense and what they were able to do there?
Yeah, well, I think our kids were locked in that night, and we have the capability of doing that. I don't think we're super consistent with it yet. I mean, you know, like we know that on a given night, if we don't show up defensively, teams are going to score a lot more points than that. So, you know, the effort was definitely there. The execution was there. And it's something we just want to try to get more consistent with.
And we talked about the depth of this basketball team. And Troy Fitzroy, we're kind of talking about this in terms of practice, the value of that in practice, to have a 5-on-5 in practice, to have that talent to go and go against each other. How valuable is that for your basketball team as well?
Yeah, it's, you know, our practices have been very competitive, probably some of the most competitive practices we've had. And, I think it makes us better. And the guys know, too, like we're playing 10. They're fighting for playing time. You know, Caleb Missler just came back. He's our 11th guy. So they know they have to perform in practice to be able to earn playing time. And so because of that, I think kids are getting better and better each day.
I'll say, Mark, a good problem to have here, but is there kind of a challenge in terms of kind of getting guys in, knowing how many guys can get out there and play and provide valuable minutes?
Yeah, it's not easy. You know, we even like you think about like Logan Hershberger last year played 30 minutes a game in the tournament, and right now he's playing about half that, you know, just because of our depth. And but we just said, you know, when he's in there now, he doesn't have to reserve energy. He's going all out, and that's how our guys have to play. We talked a lot about that play as hard as you can for as long as you can. We got somebody coming in for you, and we're going to have with our subs and our depth to hopefully be able to wear people out.
On the road against Claymont tonight, though, what stands out about this Claymont team?
Well, they're a very good screening team. Defensively, they don't give up layups. They do a great job of taking away paint. And they're streaky shooters. They have a lot of kids that can make threes, that have made threes throughout the year. They worry you, because if they're all hitting on one night, they're a pretty dangerous team.
With that said, biggest things you're focused on for your team?
Well, we've got to take away the three-point line. Our pressure and the pace of play tonight, we need to make it really fast and use our depth to our advantage.
Mark, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's Voice of Ohio Hawks, the basketball coach, Mark Schlabel.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have Gerber's boneless, skinless chicken breasts, $4.99 a pound. USDA inspected boneless pork chops, $2.58 a pound. USDA inspected whole boneless pork loin, $1.88 a pound. We also have USDA choice New York strip steak, $11.98 a pound. USDA choice boneless English roast, $4.98 a pound. 3-pound bag of California navel oranges, $2.48, and crisp broccoli crowns for $1.48 a pound. Plus, download your digital coupon for a crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rody's IG Marketplace in Millersburg.
Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply, with maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests, from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for January is Chipotle Chicken Pizza.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
In tonight's junior varsity contest, Highland defeated Claymont by the score of 50-27. A season ago, played at Claymont, Highland defeated the Mustangs last year by the score of 64-40 in that game. For the Hawks in that contest, led by Sammy Detweiler, as he had 19 points. 15 points scored by Connor Beachy, 14 for Alex Yoder, and also 10 for Nick Wigdom in that contest as well for the Hawks. And the game played at the Reese Center later in the season, Highland won that game as well by the score of 61-26. In that matchup for the Hawks, they were led by Sammy Detweiler again. He had 24 points in the game, and also 13 for Nick Wigdom in that contest as well. Highland winning both matches with Claymont a season ago. Highland, of course, captured the co-champions of the IVC South last year with Indian Valley, each going 10-2 in the conference. While Sini Valley went 7-5, Tuskegee Valley 6-6, Garaway went 6-6 in the conference. Claymont finished up at 3-9 in IVC South Division play. Ridgewood at 0-12. Highland 16-6 overall during the regular season last year, while Claymont finished up at 9-13 overall. Highland, of course, was the state runner-up in Division 4, finishing falling to Richmond Heights in the state championship game 62-35. Claymont in the Division 2 East 2 District, they were the 14 seed. They fell to the 7 seed New Philadelphia in the sectional championship by the score of 31-26 last season. Stay tuned. More to come in the pregame show after this on WKLM.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of Ready Mix Concrete at 674-0865 or Sand and Gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
MEV Systems, a name that has been around since 1977. It is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEV Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities, protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEV Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEVSystems.com. MEV Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Pro-VS Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Pro-VS Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330 893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Highland began the season with a 43-31 victory. That was a home over Dover. Won 58-47 over Indian Valley on the road. 60-40 win. That was at Garraway. Won 68-44 at home over Tuskegee Valley. And got a road victory over Racine Valley by the score of 61-28. They down JFK at the First Federal Holiday Showcase, 50-35. And also a win over University School by the score of 54-25. Highland has a record of 7-0. For Claymont, they lost their first three contests, lost 53-49 at Fairless, 40-38 loss, a two-point loss to TCC, and lost 56-43 in a home loss to Garraway. Came back, they got a win at 42-39, three-point win at Tuskegee Valley, 45-44, one-point loss at home to Sieny Valley, won 43-37 in a home win over Ridgewood, 61-22 loss at New Philadelphia, came back to win 46-37 in a home win over Indian Creek and fell 80-53 in their last game in a road loss to Minerva. Claymont, a record of 3-6 on the season. Highland is averaging 56 points per contest. Claymont averaging 42.5 a game. Defensively, the Hawks giving up 35.7 a game, while the Mustangs give up just under 50 points per contest on the defensive end. Both teams, of course, out of the IVC South, where Highland is unbeaten at 4-0 in conference play. Indian Valley in second place at 3-1. Ridgewood, Claymont, and Garraway all 2-2 in the IVC South. Sieny Valley 1-3. Tuskegee Valley is 0-4. Against conference opponents, Highland averaging 62 a game. Claymont averaging 43 a game. Defensively, Highland giving up just under 40 points per contest. Claymont gives up 44 a game on the defensive end in conference action. In the IVC North Division, it is Malvern in the top spot at 5-0, followed by East Canton at 3-1. Buckeye Trail is 3-2. Strasburg is 2-2. Connaughton Valley is 2-4. Newcomers down 1-3. And TCC 0-4 in the IVC North. In the Ohio Cardinal Conference, it's Worcester in first place there at 4-0. Mansfield Senior and Lexington are both 3-1. Ashland 2-2. Madison and New Philadelphia both 1-3. West Holmes 0-5 in the conference. Overall, around the area, boys basketball thus far, it is Garraway at 7-2. Central Christian has a record of 5-2. Triway is 4-4. Wayndale 2-7. Danville a record of 1-3. Loudonville is 1-7. And West Holmes a record of 0-7 overall so far on the year. Troy Fritz alongside for the broadcast. We'll get some thoughts from Troy right after this on WKLM. For sports information anytime, call the WKLM Pomeranian Hospital Sports Line at 674-PLAY. Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeranian Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeranian has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeranian provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeranianHospital.org.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Other games around the area has Meadowbrook at West Holmes tonight, while Sieny Valley's playing host to Garraway. Dalton's at Wayndale. Triway is at Tuslaw. And Loudonville is playing host to Wellington. And Central Christian is at Mansfield Christian. Back right alongside Troy Fritz with tonight's broadcast. Highland on the road against Claymont. Highland unbeaten so far this Troy. Troy 12-7-0 on the season for those Highland Hawks group. As we talked about with Mark Stable, a lot of guys that he can turn to.
Well, they're deep. They got a lot of bench to go to. And, you know, it gets worse for the opponent because they're getting deeper. Caleb Mitchell now back in the mix for Highland. So this Highland team has as much depth as I've seen in a long time now.
And as Mark Stable talked about here, they kind of tell guys just go out there, play as hard as you can for as long as you can. But you got somebody here that can go in for you when you're ready.
Well, it is, and it takes an unselfish mentality to embrace that. But this Highland team does that very well. And so to your point, what Coach Stable said, listen, when you get a kid on the floor, he's going to come at you. If it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes, he's going to give you 1,000%. And, you know, we saw it last weekend down at the Rec Center. I mean, Highland asked absolutely put on a defensive clinic. We saw some very good ball players from the opposing teams walk out of that gymnasium very, very frustrated because of this Highland defense.
And that's a challenge really for any team, is being able to score against this terrific Highland defense.
Well, they can shut down any good score on any given night because they do work defense so well. They rotate well. Their help side is outstanding. This is a very unselfish ball team on both sides, Matt.
We'll take a quick break, come back with tonight's national anthem, and Troy will have tonight's starting lineups after this on WKLM.
Ecoseal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, Ecoseal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Highland's next game going to be next Friday, a game on the road against Tri-Wing, and that'll be a 6 p.m. start now, 4:30 GV start, because of the Ohio State semifinal game that night. They moved that game up a little bit. Claymont plays on Tuesday at Indian Valley as well. Tonight's national anthem is brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg, and we'll be picking up the national anthem here from the court here momentarily. Once again, tonight's national anthem is being brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. And tonight's starting lineups are being brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, and they're on the north end of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now, with tonight's starting lineups, here's Troy Fritz.
Thank you very much, Matt, and Happy New Year, everybody. Starting for Highland Night, they'll be your visitors on the scoreboard. They'll go like this. Starting at a guard position, they'll go with their 6-foot senior guard. That's number 13. Wingard, a 5'11", a junior guard, number 15, Alex Miller. They'll go with number 21. He's a 5'10", a senior guard, Andrew Weaver. Nick Wigton's a 6'3", senior forward, wears number 24 for the Hawks. And starting at point guard tonight for Highland will be 5'8", junior guard. That's number 23, Ashton Strock. And that's your starting lineup for the Highland Hawks. And for Claymont tonight, your home team on the scoreboard, they'll go at a guard position. Number 2 is Drew Fox. Another guard's number 3, Carson Golick. A guard is number 4, Miles Wolf. Number 5, Mason Lynch, starting in another guard position. And number 24, Cole Murray, rounding out the starting 5 for Claymont.
Claymont, a record of 3-6 overall, 2-2 in the IVC South Division, and they're coached by Gary Watkins. Highland, a record of 7-0 on the year, they're 4-0 in the first place in the IVC South, and they're coached by Mark Schlabel in his 20th year. And tonight's starting lineup is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs. You'll have your car looking brand new. We'll even help with up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 674-1483. Highland sporting their gray jerseys here this evening in gray shorts, also black numerals and white trim. Came up with their sporting their white jerseys and white shorts and brown numerals and also orange trim as well for tonight's contest. We'll take a quick break, come back with the opening toss after this on WKLM. Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Schlabel Financial Services. After winning 6 state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Schlabel knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future.
Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Jumping tonight for the Hawks going to be Nick Wigdon. He's a 6'3 senior, and for Claymont is Carson Golick. He's a 5'10 junior. There's the whistle. Here was the toss won by Highland going from right to left in the first half. McRae alongside Troy Fitz for tonight's broadcast from Claymont. Highland ball. Weaver's pass goes left wing to Ashton Schrock. Back out top now to Sam Wingard. He'll find Wigdon for a three-pointer. He'll knock it down.
That's what Highland needs to do to get out that defense out from the paint.
Claymont basketball the other way. Across the midcourt line, here's the pass by Murray, who is high on the right side of the hands of Drew Fox, going from left to right. 3-0 Highland, Claymont basketball. Fox dribbles the top of the key. Pass inside, going to be deflected and stolen away. Highland has the basketball. Here's Alex Miller on the fast break. Hands it off left wing to Wigdon. His three-pointers up in the air, going to be knocked down again.
A quick start for Nick.
Back-to-back threes, Nick Wigdon, 6-0 Hawks. Claymont ball against that full-court pressure. The dribble by Miles Wolf, the junior guard, across the half-court line, being hounded by Andrew Weaver. Wolf dribbles it out top, picks it up, looking, spins around, gets a pass off, grabbed now by Cole Murray. Murray to the foul line, to the lane, comes to a jump stop, it gets called for traveling, and it'll be the second turnover on the Mustangs.
Another good help side defense turnover by the Hawks.
Stay tuned immediately following the game tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Rudy's IGA Marketplace. Highland ball, here's Alex Miller into the front court. Pass goes to Sam Wingard on the left point. Back on the right side, over to Alex Miller. Back on the left wing to Wigdon. His three-pointers up there going to be off the mark. Rebound corralled by Carson Golick. Mustangs ball down 6-0. Into the front court. Pass by Fox, who's out top. Back to the corner now. Proceed to the far end. In the dribble now, left wing by Wolf. Spins around to the baseline. Layup by Wolf. Left hand, no good. Rebound chased down by Alex Miller. Highland ball. Miller to the front court. Dribbles it out top. His pass to Wigdon. Deflected away and stolen by Drew Fox. Fox the other way to the basket. Fox's layup going to be no good, but he'll be fouled by Alex Miller. And he'll send Fox down to the foul line to shoot two.
Yeah, Fox did a good job with that Euro step there to draw the foul on Miller.
First foul on the Hawks. And Drew Fox, 5'8". Senior guard is at the charity stripe. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game. That player receives a free T-shirt, courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. First free throw attempt, no good by Fox. 6-0 start in favor of the Hawks, 6:19 to play in the first. That free throw's up in the air, that's going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound tipped in the hands of Andrew Weaver. Highland has the ball. Here's Schrock with it on the right wing. Schrock. Out top, over to Alex Miller, back to Schrock. Left corner, Wigdon. Wigdon to the baseline. Duffs it inside, goes out top to Schrock. Holds onto it. Drive, lane, pass to Weaver. Inside a cutting Sam Wingard. He lays it up and in.
Oh, a great ball movement by the Hawks.
8-0, Highland leads. Sam Wingard, his first 2 points of the game. Claymont ball against that full-court pressure. Miles Wolf dribbles it across the midcourt line. On the right wing, Wolf shovels it out top to Golick. Looking, Golick. Twists the pass on the right side. Received now by Drew Fox. Dribbles the top of the key. Fox comes to a jump stop. Pass inside. Finds Miles Wolf. He'll glove it and shot up no good by Wolf on the backdoor cut. And he'll be fouled. Sends Wolf to the foul line. That'll shoot two.
Yeah, that's a good play there by Claymont. They did a good job getting that backdoor cut and drew the foul.
Second team foul on Highland. First personal foul on now Nick Wigdon here in the first quarter. Mustangs still searching for that first point of the game. That free throw's up, going to be good. So Wolf will count the first one, has one more to go. Second free throw attempt. That is up. That's going to be no good. Rebound goes to Nick Wigdon. Highland ball up 8-1. Ashton Schrock now to the front court on the right wing. Schrock to the foul line. Pass left corner goes over to Wingard. Sam Wingard's three-pointer knocks it down for that near side.
Gave him a nice open look in the left corner. Buried it.
5 points, Sam Wingard. 11-1 Hawks. Fulker pressure's on, grabbed by Miles Wolf for the backcourt. His pass goes to Golick. Golick. And a timeout called by Claymont. 5:14 to play in the first quarter. Highland 11, Claymont 1. This is IVC South Division Basketball on WKOM.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education Foundation has awarded more than $9 million in scholarships to residents pursuing higher education. Scholarships for the 2021-2022 academic year will be available on our website at www.hcef.net. starting in January. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply.
Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash Plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road, Southside Quick Lube, State Route 83, south in Millersburg. Claymore ball out of the timeout. Pass goes right side to Mason Lynch. Deflected, picks it back up. Lynch, bounce pass goes to Miles. Will stolen away instead by Weaver. Into the front court to Nick Wigdon. Wigdon bumped, layup off the last, no good. Rebound juggled on the four and finally picked up by Alex Miller. Hawks with the still. Here's Asher Schrock out top to Miller. Back on the left side, Wigdon. Wigdon to the baseline. His pass inside goes to Wingard. He'll lay it up and in.
What a beautiful assist by Wigdon.
He found him. Wingard now up to 7 points in the first quarter. 13-1 Hawks. Claymont ball. Here's a dribble now by Miles Wolf across the timeline. Guarded by Weaver. Pass goes right side over to Carson Golick. Back out top, over to Miles Wolf. Thought about it. Pass instead goes to Fox in the right point. Fox looking, pass inside, deflected, goes out of bounds. That'll be off the hands of Sam Wingard. It'll stay with the Mustangs.
You can see what Claymont's wanting to do. They're letting it go back door here, and it's been there a couple times for him early, Matt.
Trying to find the player that time, couldn't do it. And they'll inbound it beneath their own backboard. A few guys checking in here, including Jackson Jenks, a sophomore, is in the ballgame for the Mustangs. And Jamar Lyles as well, another sophomore. Inbounded. Back to the corner, grabbed by Drew Fox. Fox holds on and takes it to the baseline, to the right block. Spins around, cut off by Schrock. Passes out of the feet, deflected. Now being picked up now by Brady Fox. On the right side, over to Jamar Lyles. Back out top to Drew Fox. Back at the left wing, received by Brady Fox. Guarded tightly by Caleb Yoder in the game now. Back out top to Drew Fox. Under 4 minutes to play in the first. Brady Fox, three-pointer from the left wing, knocks it down. Brady Fox, the sophomore, off the bench.
Stepped out and buried one.
First field goal of the game for Claymont, 13-4 Highland. Hawks have it. Here's Ashton Schrock on the right wing. Schrock dry, layup by Schrock. Up, no good, but he drew a foul. Ashton Schrock down to the foul line.
That's the part of Ashton's game that I really come to like this year. He's got that nice hesitation in his dribble, and he is so quick, he can be by you in a heartbeat.
Very explosive first personal foul called on Drew Fox for the contest. Ashton Schrock, you mentioned at the foul line. 5'8 junior guard, averaging just over 3 points per game. That free throw up going to be knocked down by Schrock. 14-4 Highland as Zeke Boddicker in. Also checking in as Cade Beachy as well, the 6'1 senior. Boddicker, 6'1 senior as well, joining C.J. Yoder and Caleb Yoder and Ashton Schrock on the floor. That second free throw's up. That's going to be good as well. Got the bounce. Schrock will now check out. In for him is Alex Miller. 15-4 Highland, 3:43 to play in the first. And full court pressure being shown by the Hawks. Jackson Jenks to inbound for the Mustangs. His pass grabbed by Drew Fox. Working against Caleb Yoder. Fox in the backcourt, three-quarter short. Dribbles it across the midcourt line. Pass past the corner, now grabbed by Miles Wolf. Back to Fox out top. Looking, jam step, spins around, Fox to the foul circle, going to be fouled on the reach-in by Caleb Yoder. That'll be his first personal foul, 13th foul on Highland.
Caleb Yoder come off the bench, aggressive. I like the way he's playing defense.
Certainly don't give you a whole lot of room out there, that's for sure.
Absolutely not.
Drew Fox to inbound, does so to Brady Fox near that midcourt line. Guarded by Alex Miller. Fox is passed to the corner, grabbed now by Miles Wolf. Wolf holds onto it, left wing, dribbles it, and what? It'll be a foul called away from the basketball, apparently, I believe, on Alex Miller.
Well, I believe you're right.
And it'll be his second personal, 14th foul now on Highland, as now Schrock will check right back in, and Alex Miller will have a seat.
Yeah, I was kind of watching the hand-checking here a little bit thus far early on, Matt.
They certainly are. See, the player's able to adjust to that. 15-4 Highland. Claymont to inbound. And inbounded by Brady Fox. Nobody open. Finally passes out top. And going to be stolen away by the Hawks. C.J. Yoder has it. His pass was tricking Cade Beachy. His layup left hand is going to be good.
Yeah, great way to look up the floor and find your teammate.
Beachy's first two came after the fourth Claymont turnover. 17-4 Highland. 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Claymont ball. Here's Brady Fox across the midcourt line. His pass left corner over to Jackson Jenks. Jenks dribbles it to the foul line. Spins around, shot by Jinx, up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Cade Beachy. Hawks basketball, now Schrock with it into the front court. Schrock on the right wing. Now to the foul line. His pass left side goes to C.J. Yoder. Around the foul line, Boddicker. Right wing back to Cade Beachy. His three-pointer is in and out. No good rebound. Grabbed by Boddicker, however. Back in the corner, Cade Beachy. He'll find the drive. C.J. Yoder back on the left side over to Ashton Schrock. Runner by Schrock up in the air. He'll knock it down.
That was a strong move.
Yes, it was. Ashton Schrock has four on that drive to the basket. 19-4 Highland. 2:17 to play in the first quarter. Claymont has it. Here's Brady Fox into the front court. Pass is not going to be too tall for Cole Murray. Goes out of bounds. It'll be the fifth Mustangs turnover.
Yeah, Claymont trying to throw over top of that defense because Highland just shuts down the passing lanes. There's nowhere to go.
Drew Fox back in, replacing Miles Wolf. Half-court defense being applied by the Mustangs. 19-4 Highland. They had the ball. 2:05 to play in the first quarter. Ashton Schrock to the front court to Caleb Yoder. Left wing to C.J. Yoder. Back out top here, Zeke Boddicker with the basketball. Boddicker, the handoff goes to Schrock. Schrock to the foul line. Back in the right wing. Caleb Yoder hands it off. Three-pointer goes up there by Boddicker. That'll be off the mark. Rebound hauled in. Should say a three-pointer by Cade Beachy missed. Rebound by Jackson Jenks. Jenks down to the corner on the other side for Claymont. Picks it up. Looking. Spinning around. Nobody open. Gets a pass inside. Throws it away. There's a steal by Caleb Yoder. He'll have it on the fast break. His pass goes to C.J. Yoder. He'll lay it up and in.
Good transition basketball. Ran the floor perfectly.
Yoder to Yoder. C.J., his first two. 21-4 lead for Highland. 1.5 to play first quarter. Claymont with it. Against the pressure is Cole Murray. He stepped out of bounds on the near sideline. The seventh Claymont turnover down.
Yeah, he saw that double team coming over there and panicked a little bit. Lost the basketball.
And Hawks will have it again. C.J. Yoder remains out there. Andrew Weaver now checking back in. Joined by Cade Beachy, Zeke Boddicker, and Ashton Schrock. Minute 21 to play in the first. Highland a 21-4 advantage. Inbounded to Ashton Schrock. Schrock near midcourt calls out the play. His pass right side goes to C.J. Yoder. Out top to Schrock. Back to C.J. Yoder in the corner. Head fake, drives to the lane, cut off. He'll find Cade Beachy. Beachy for a three-pointer, and he'll knock it down. Cade Beachy now has 5 points off the bench. 24-4 Highland. 1 minute to play in the first. Claymont ball. Here's Carson Gulick to the front court. Being handed by Ashton Schrock. Gulick dribbles it. Pass goes left side over to Drew Fox. Fox looking, dribbles it out top. Lost it and stolen away by C.J. Yoder. Yoder to the basket. His layup off the last is going to be good. Yoder has four. 26-4 Highland. With 35 seconds to play in the first. Gulick dribbles it against Schrock. Poke close by Schrock. Picked up by Gulick now. 28 seconds. Pass in court. Can be stolen away by Andrew Weaver. Weaver to the basket. His layup off the last is going to be good. Weaver has his first two, 28-4 Hawks, 18 seconds to go. Jenks has it in the backcourt, dribbles it across the midcourt line. He'll have it high on the right, 12 seconds to play. Now top to Drew Fox, down to 9 seconds. Now 5 seconds to play. Around the foul line, the Cole Murray fumbles it. Back in the corner now, the Mason Lynch, and he'll dribble out the clock. That'll do it for the first quarter at the end of one. Highland 28 and Claymont 4. This is IVC South Basketball on WKLM.
Looking to boost your career in 2025? Buckeye Career Center's adult education programs are here to help. We're offering two exciting new courses, Intro to Industrial Robotics and Intro to Basic Machining. These 10-hour courses meet Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. Plus, in February, we're offering beekeeping, advanced photography, forklift training, and automotive brakes. Take the next step today. Call 330-339-2288 to register. Discover your passion and prepare for your future at Buckeye Career Center.
Are you jumping around from office to office to take care of all your dental care for your family? Take a tip from Grin and Gary to get all of your work done at one dental office. We offer all services, whether it be routine care for all ages, braces, implant surgery, wisdom tooth removal, or root canals. All services can be done under IV sedation if you are anxious or afraid of the dentist. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwelsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best winter sports season.
first quarter numbers courtesy of Troy Fritz. Rhode Island was 4-for-8 from three-point distance for 50%. Claymont 1-for-3 for 33%. Highland also 7-for-8 from two-point range for a scorching 87%. Claymont 0-for-2. Highland 2-for-2 from the foul line. The Mustangs 1-for-4 for 25%. Highland out rebounding the Mustangs 8-to-2 in the first quarter. Also 9 turnovers for Claymont, 1 for Highland. Shot in the second quarter by Cole Murray's no good. Rebound, foul four, grabbed by Murray. He'll back it up. Out top, down the pass, down to Miles Wolf. Wolf to the foul line, cut off. Pass inside, going to be corralled by Jamar Lyles. His layup was going to be good.
Yeah, another basket on a backdoor cut. That's where their offense has been effective tonight, what little there's been.
Miles' first two points of the game, 28-6 Highland. Hawks basketball. Here's Andrew Weaver with it out top. Back on the left wing over to Cade Beachy. Now Alex Miller to the baseline. His pass out top. Here to Alex Miller, who falls down. Hands it off now to Nick Wigdom. Back on the right side, Alex Miller. Miller to the foul line, to the lane. Back in the corner to Cade Beachy. His three-pointer's going to be no good. Rebound tipped around, finally corralled by Miles Wolf. Mustangs ball. Into the front court. Fox's pass goes left wing. Drive to the baseline. Run up in the air, going to be no good by Murray. Rebound snatched away by Cade Beachy. Highland on the fast break. Miller's pass goes over to Andrew Weaver, who lays it in with the left hand.
Andrew Weaver's got his second bucket of the night.
4 points for him. 30-6 lead for Highland. Claymont ball. Here is Brady Fox with it to the front court. Working against Alex Miller. Fox. Pass left wing goes to Jamar Lyles. Back in the corner over to Cole Murray. Murray swings his arms, dribbles the left wing. Back out top. Into the hands of Miles Wolf. Working against Andrew Weaver. Wolf, left point. Three-pointer by Wolf goes up in the air. Going to be knocked down. Wolf buries a three. His first field goal. 4 points for him. 30-9 lead for Highland. Hawks have the ball. Here's Alex Miller. His pass to Andrew Weaver. Right wing. Weaver picks it up. Bounce pass out top. Proceed now by Winger. Winger drive. Lane. Layup left hand. Off the glass is good.
Yeah, he saw a window on the left side. Put his head down and went.
9 points down for Sam Winger. 32-9 lead for Highland. 6 minutes to play in the half.
He's perfect from the floor.
He's been impressive for the Hawks so far. And he'll be now with it. Brady Fox into the front court from Claymont. Dribbles it high on the right against Alex Miller. Fox. Drive, kicks it right side. Three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be no good by Cole Murray. Rebound hauled in by Alex Miller. Hawks have it. Miller to the front court. Dribbles it to the foul line. Cut off. Back out top. Wigdon threw it too strong behind him. It goes across midcourt for the half-court violation. Highland, one of the few things they haven't done right, their second turnover.
That's not much to sneeze at right there. Two turnovers thus far in the ballgame. But playing a great game here so far, the Hawks.
It's the R. To reminder to stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Rhodey's IGA. Michael Hammond reporting all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Claymont ball. Here's Miles Wolf. Dribbles it to the left point. His pass received by Mason Lynch. Lynch to the baseline. Layup by Lynch off the glass. Going to be no good, but he drew a foul. That'll be on Nick Wigdon. Wigdon will have his second first-team foul on Highland.
Yeah, Nick tried to get that block from behind. Looked pretty clean from down here, but he got a little body.
So junior guard Mason Lynch at the foul line. Looking for his first point of the night. And that free throw is up. It's going to be no good. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game. That player receives a free t-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Second free throw in and out, no good. Missed them both. Rebound to Andrew Weaver. Highland ball. And Alex Miller has it up 32-9. 5 minutes to play in the half. Miller with it high on the left against Jackson Jenks. He'll find Weaver. Back to Miller on the right wing. Miller to the foul line, the lane. His pass deflected high in the air, grabbed by C.J. Yoder. Yoder back out top. The winger back in the corner now. Three-pointer up in the air by Alex Miller. He'll miss the shot. Rebound juggled. Finally corralled by Jackson Jenks. Mustangs ball. Jenks with it across the midcourt line. Dribbles the right wing. Lost it. Picks it back up. Pass out top to Miles Wolf. Dribbles it out to the foul circle. Comes to a jump stop. Back in the corner now. Over to Brady Fox. Now the Jinx on the left point. He'll find Miles Wolf on the right side. Wolf dribbles it to the foul line. Spins around. Nobody open. Pass inside goes out of bounds. That'll be a turnover. Up to now 10 in the first half of Claymont. It feels like there's about five guys in it a lot of the times.
Well, there is. Highland just closes off the passing lane so well that, you know, the ball handlers have nowhere to go with it. Next thing you know, they're throwing it away.
And the Hawks with it with that suffocating defense once again tonight. with 4:13 and counting second quarter. Here's Alex Miller to the front court. His pass goes to Sam Winger. Back to Miller on the right side. Miller into the corner, grabbed by Nick Wigdom. Wigdom to the baseline and stepped out of bounds there on that drive by Wigdom. That'll be a turnover on Highland. They're third.
Yeah, good defense there by Claymont using that baseline to force Nick into that turnover.
Full court pressure on again by the Hawks. And Brady Fox down to win them. Against the man-to-man press. Fox, pass goes to Jackson Jenks. Dribbles at three quarters of the court. Now takes it across the midcourt line. Comes to a jump stop. His pass goes cross court to Miles Wolf. Wolf, top of the key, out of the foul line. Bump, lost it, and going to be a late whistle and a foul going to be called. That'll be the second team foul now on Highland in the second quarter.
Yeah, I think they got Ashton Strock there on the bump with the body.
That would be his first personal foul. And back in Carson Golick and Drew Fox for Claymont. Out will be Jamar Lyles as well as Brady Fox. And also checking in for Highland going to be Caleb Yoder, the 6-foot junior, replacing Alex Miller. Drew Fox to inbound, but he threw him backboard for the Mustangs. And his pass goes to Jackson Jenks. Jenks inside the paint. Shovels the right wing back to Miles Wolf. His three-pointer going to be knocked down.
He liked that when he let go, but he was walking away from a good stroke.
That's his second three-pointer. He's buried. 7 points for him. 32-12 lead for Highland.
Yeah, he's 2-2.
Here's Ashton Schrock for the Hawks. Pass left wing, Caleb Yoder. Now to Nick Wigdon. He'll be thrown away, though, the steal by Miles Wolf. Highland has their fourth turnover, and Wolf down to the front court. Dribbles the top of the key, picks it up. Shovels the right wing, back to Drew Fox. Fox guarded tightly by Schrock, dribbles it out top. Now back door of the midcourt line. Gets the hand off to Jackson Jenks. Crossover down to the right point. Jenks, drive. What about Jenks up in the air? Going to be no good, but a foul is going to be called. And I believe going to be on Sam Winger. Going to be the 13th foul on Highland here in this first half.
Trailing official made that call from way out top down on the baseline.
He really did. And first personal on Sam Winger as a result. And it'll be Carson Golick down to inbound for the Mustangs as now Wigdon will check out and is Cade Beeching. Zeke Boddicker out there as well for Highland. C.G. Utter also checking in. And embedded into the hands of Miles Wolf with it high on the right. Dribbles it. Gets the hand off to Cole Murray. His cross-court pass to Fox. Left side to Jackson Jenks. Back out top to Drew Fox. Fox to the foul line. Backs up 18-footer by Fox. Up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound. Chased down by Caleb Yoder. And he'll have it to the front court. Now the C.G. Yoder back to Caleb. His layup off the glass is going to be good. Well, give and go. And Caleb finished the job. First 2 points of the game. Caleb Yoder, 34-12 Highland. 2.5 to play. First half. Claymont basketball. Jenks across midcourt. Picks it up. Jenks looking. Now gets a pass over to Cole Murray with it high on the right. Murray to the right wing on the dribble. Back in the corner goes to Miles Wolf. Wolf to the baseline. His reverse layup is going to be good.
Yeah, he got a step there on Caleb Yoder. Went to the hole.
Solid half for Miles Wolf. He's in now 9 points and eight of those in the quarter. 34-14 Highland. Here's Ashton Schrock drive. Schrock lost it. Goes out of bounds off of his leg. And that'll be a Highland turnover. Their fifth now of the first half.
Yeah, that's four this quarter.
And full court pressure on by the Hawks. With 2:06 to play, second quarter.
That ball went way out into the lobby.
Yes, it did. C.G. Utter tracked it down.
He might have got a Coke while he was out there, Matt. He was gone a while.
That baseball pass goes front court. We're seen now by Cole Murray. Murray, head fake, layup by Murray. Off the glass is good. Murray has his first two, 34-16 Highland. Hawks with it. Here's Ashton Schrock. On the right wing, Schrock. Out top to Zeke Boddicker. Now the handoff to Caleb Yoder. Yoder to the foul line. Back in the corner to C.J. Yoder. He'll take it to the baseline. Layup off the glass is good, C.J. Yoder.
Passed up that three-pointer to get the drive. He's 3-for-3 from the floor. Got 6 points.
36-16 Hawks. Mustangs have it. Into the backcourt received by Miles Wolf. Wolf takes it against Caleb Yoder. He'll find Drew Fox. He'll cross the midcourt line. Fox has it now high on the right. 1.5 to play in the first half. Now the Jackson Jenks on the left wing. Back out top, deflected, and going to be due after stolen by Zeke Boddicker. The 11th Claymont turnover. Here's Schrock to the front court. Schrock with it out top. Now on the left side, the Caleb Yoder. Into the corner now, the Cade Beachy. Back to Caleb Yoder. His three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound goes off the top of the backboard, finally received by Carson Gulick. They'll let him play, I guess. Jinx to the front court now on the left wing. Out top the Wolf, now for the Mustangs. Under a minute to play in the half. Here's Carson Gulick on the left wing. Underneath on the pass to Drew Fox. His shot no good. Rebound on the block to Ashton Schrock. Schrock with it on the other end to Caleb Yoder. Drive, lane, layup by Yoder. Off the glass is good with the left hand. Caleb Yoder with the bucket. And now a 38-16 lead now for the Hawks. Yoder has 4 points. Jinx has it for the Mustangs. He'll find Drew Fox. 30 seconds. Fox to the front court now, Tom. Picks it up too soon. Spins around. Bounce pass right side. Going to be grabbed now by Cole Murray. Drive to lane. Running by Murray. Going to be up. No good. He'll draw the charge, though, running in to C.J. Yoder, who took the charge inside.
Yeah, did a great job sliding his feet over, holding his position, took the charge. Love to see that play on defense.
Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Middlesbrough and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text them 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. Highland ball, 17.5 seconds to go in the half. Ashton Schrock lets it roll. He'll now pick it up. Schrock to the front court. 15 seconds to go. Down the 12. Down the 10. Now the handoff to Wigdon. Juggles it. Grabs it. Wigdon. Pass left wing to Kay Beachy. His three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound hit the bar above the backboard, so it'll be claim on ball. Now 3.3 seconds to play in the half. Andrew Weaver now checking in, replacing Nick Wigdon. Vocal pressure on by the Hawks. It'll be Miles Wolf to inbound. Wolf looking. His pass goes to Drew Fox. 2 seconds. Fox, baseball shot can be well short of the rim, and that'll do it here for the first half. Halftime score from Claymont, Highland 38 and Mustang 16. Back around the recap, the first half for you after this on WKLM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Hobron's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
If you are a small business owner in Holmes County and want to offer yourself and your employees a retirement plan, please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have more than 30 years of experience in helping investors in Holmes County and can help you select the right kind of small business retirement plan to save on taxes and offer an attractive benefit to your employees. Securities are held by LPL Financial, member SIPC.
It is halftime from Claymont. Highland owns a 38-16 lead over the Mustangs as Highland scored the first 8 points of the game, and they led 28-4 after one. Claymont actually outscored the Hawks 12-10 in the second quarter, but Highland has the big lead at halftime at 38-16. For the Hawks, leading the way for them offensively in that first half, that was Sam Wingard. As for Wingard, he was 1-for-1 on three-point tries, a perfect 3-for-3 from two-point range for his total of 9 points. And also, Nick Wigdon had 6 points on two three-pointers as he went 2-for-3 from beyond the arc for his total of 6 points. After that, 6 points for C.J. Yoder as well in the first half, going 3-for-3 from two-point range for his total of 6. 5 points scored by Cade Beachy, 4 points for Caleb Yoder, and also 4 apiece for Andrew Weaver and Ashton Schrock in the first half for that total for Highland of 38. For Claymont, it was Miles Wolf who led the way. Wolf going 2-for-2 from downtown, 1-for-3 from two-point range, and 1-for-2 for the foul line as Wolf had 9 points, but not much after that. 3 points scored by Brady Fox, 2 apiece for Cole Murray and Jamar Wiles. That ran out the 16-point total for Claymont. Halftime, the score, Highland 38, Claymont 16. Now for the first half team numbers, here's Troy Fritz.
Thank you very much, Matt. Tale of two sides here for Highland in the first half. 4-of-11 from downtown, 36%. Claymont went 3-of-6 for 50%. Now it gets good. From the floor, Highland 12-of-13, 92% shooting from the floor. Claymont just went 3-of-8 for 37%. From the free throw line, Highland 2-of-2, 100%. For Claymont, they were 1-of-6, good for 16%. Big rebounding advantage for the Hawks, 13-7 over Claymont. Highland committed 5 turnovers, Claymont at 11 in the first half.
Individual rebound leaders for Highland, 3 boards for Alex Miller in that first half, and 2 boards apiece for Andrew Weaver, as well as Cade Beachy. And for Claymont leading the way, it was 3 rebounds for Jackson Jenks. Halftime score, Highland up 38-16, and really Highland came out of the gates with that swarming defense in that first quarter.
Well, they came out with a great defense here, and they came out shooting well as well from the outside. We heard Coach Slayball talk about how Claymont likes to pack it inside. Nick Wickham hits 2 threes to start out the game, kind of drew him out, and Highland was off and running. You look at that shooting percentage for Highland, Matt. I mean, they're so efficient from the floor, and they are great shooters. But the thing is, they take unselfish shots. They take good shots. They're passing up the good shot to get a great shot. And so they're shooting high percentage shots, and, you know, what they're doing right now is almost unstoppable.
Well, you mentioned unselfish. 7 guys in the scoring column here, and it just kind of speaks to the unselfishness. The guys don't care who gets that open shot to get the score.
They don't. I'll repeat it again, but you see them make pass after pass to get that next best shot, and they, what you said, they don't care who takes it. This team wants to put points on the board. This is a very unselfish basketball team.
Claymont, meanwhile, a team where Mark Slayball said, you give these guys an open look, they'll knock it down. We saw that in a couple opportunities here, but for the most part, not much open here for that Claymont team.
Well, no, and again, because Highland's extending their defense so well on the floor, it's really forcing Claymont to take, you know, wide shots. What they found success on, some backdoor cuts, a little give and go here and there, and they've got some success. A couple three-pointers. Other than that, Highland has really shut them down well.
Halftime score, Highland 38, Claymont 16. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hershberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get country living at its finest at 9130 Township Road 304 in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $290,000. This is a four-bedroom, one-bath property with a nice breezeway that leads to a kitchen and dining area. The master bedroom is on the main floor, along with the bathroom. Upstairs, you will find three bedrooms, along with some storage areas. As you walk out onto the patio, you'll see a stocked pond that is ready for your fishing adventures. A large shop garage is attached to the home and could be used in a variety of ways. For more information, or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Michael Miller at 330-473-3037 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have 85% lean ground round for $4.98 a pound. USDA inspected baby back pork ribs, $2.99 a pound. USDA inspected Western style pork ribs, $1.89 a pound. We also have USDA inspected twin pack pork butts, $1.68 a pound. USDA inspected boneless pork roast, $1.98 a pound. Sugardale hot dogs for $1.29. And sweet imported red cherries for $4.98 a pound. Plus, download your digital coupon for crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Right after this contest today is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of our partnership with Claxton Communications. It's Jacob Heading producing tonight's live stream coverage, and also Leo Cochero working the cameras. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's game. And of course, we're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Michael Hammond back at the studio. Back right alongside Troy Fritz for the broadcast as we begin the second half, and Highland has the ball going left to right. Driver runner by Alex Miller off the glass and good, and Highland just like that with a back up by Alex Miller has a 40-16 lead. Yeah,
quick start, nice drive by Alex.
His first two of the night. Claymont going right to left across the midcourt line against that press. With it is Miles Wolf now. Wolf, 9-point first half, gets the handoff to the corner to Mason Lynch. Out top to Drew Fox. He'll find Cole Murray for a three-pointer that'll be knocked down. Cole Murray has 5 points, his first three-pointer tonight. 40-19 Highland. Hawks basketball. Here's Alex Miller. Dribbles it to the foul line, to the lane. Back on the left side to Ashton Schrock. Drive to lane. His pass goes right side, and a foul called on the pass by Schrock inside the paint. The first team foul on the Mustangs.
Yeah, a little bump down underneath. Not sure who got fouled.
Miles Wolf. They're going to call him for the first personal foul. I think Schrock may be the guy that got the foul before he made that pass. Inbounded to Schrock now on the right wing. Out top over to Winger. He'll find Nick Wigton top of the key. Wigton to the foul line. Back on the left side on the drive by Sam Winger. His pass under the bucket goes with Alex Miller, but they see he went out of bounds first before he received that pass, so that'll be a turnover on Highland. They're sixth.
Result was a turnover, but again, great ball movement by Highland. They passed up a 10-footer to get that possible layup before the turnover.
Drew Fox to inbound goes to Miles Wolf against that full-court pressure. Wolf works it against Andrew Weaver in the backcourt. He'll take it across the midcourt line. Pass left side goes to Drew Fox. Fox spinning around, dribbles it to the baseline, cut off. His pass left wing over to Miles Wolf. Wolf drives to the lane, his layup left hand off the glass is good. Wolf has 11 now, 40-21 Highland. Hawks basketball to the front court. Here's Weaver on the right wing.
Hands it off to Schrock. Now top Weaver on the left wing. Now over to Alex Miller. Back over to Nick Wigdon. His three-pointer goes up, and they're going to be knocked down.
Well, that was a nice stroke by Nick. Rose up and buried it.
9 points for him on 3 three-pointers this evening. 43-21 Highland. Mustangs have it in the backcourt. Dribbled by Miles Wolf across the midcourt line. He'll find Fox in the right wing. Back in the corner. Drive now by Cole Murray. His shot no good, but he draws the foul. Cole Murray now to the foul line.
Sam Winger got him on the way by with the lower body. Bumped him.
His second personal. First team foul on Highland. Murray, the junior guard, does have 5 points, including the three-pointer he buried in this quarter. And that free throw is up. It's going to be no good. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Rhodey's IGA Marketplace. Michael Hammond reporting on all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Second free throw is good. And Murray now splits the pair. He has 6 points. 43-22 Highland. They have the ball. 6:10 to play, third quarter. Alex Miller to the front court. His pass to the right side, the Weaver. Out top to Miller. Miller to the foul line, to the lane. Head fake. His shot up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Alex Miller, however. Back over to Schrock. Schrock to the foul line. Out top to Wigdon. Wigdon drive, lane. His stay up off the last is going to be no good. Rebound pulled down by Sam Winger, though. 3 points off of the key by Schrock. Going to be off the mark. Rebound finally hauled in by Carson Golick. Mustangs ball. Golick to the front court. On the right wing, pass on the left side goes over to Cole Murray. Murray to the foul circle. Juggled it. Knocked to the floor. And stolen away by Weaver. Into the front court to Alex Miller. Miller to the bucket. Left hand layup is going to be no good. Rebound put back is good by the trailer. And that's Sam Winger. His bucket by Winger. Now a timeout by Claymont. 5.5 to play third quarter. Highlands up 45-22. This is IVC basketball on WKLM.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Creek Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Creek Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Creek Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game as that player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Claymont ball out of the timeout as they're down 45-22. Here's Miles Wolf across the midcourt line working against Andrew Weaver. Wolf top of the key. Around the foul line, the Golick. Kicks on the left corner. Three-pointer by Drew Fox is going to be in and out. No good. Rebound to the floor. Grabbed by Andrew Weaver. Highland ball. Here's Alex Miller to the front court. On the left wing, Miller to the foul line. Al top to Weaver. Weaver drive. Back on the right side, the Sam Winger. Al top to Alex Miller. Miller to the foul line. To the lane. His layup going to be blocked by Cole Murray, but he gets called for the foul. He thought he had a clean one, but instead, for Murray, it'll be a second personal.
Yeah, I think he had all ball, got him with the body a little bit down below. But how about Alex Miller and his quickness? You know, there's a kid that looks like he can just go to the basket whenever he wants to, Matt.
Always challenging that defense. And once again, drawing that foul, second team foul on Claymont. That free throw going to be good by Alex Miller. 3 points down for him. All Hawks up 46-22.
Alex's court vision this year has went to another level. Add that with his quickness. He's a very dangerous guard.
It's been incredible to watch. That free throw going to be good as well by Miller. He has four. 47-22 Highland. Claymont basketball. And dribble by Wolf. Wolf across the half-court line. Has it out top against Weaver. Back in the corner, Drew Fox. He's 3 pointers up, and they're going to be knocked down, Drew Fox. Fox's first points of the game. 47-25 Highland. Hawks have it. Schrock on the right wing, dribbles it to the lane. Pass left corner goes to Nick Wigdon. His three-pointer's going to be no good. Rebound snatched away by Drew Fox. Mustangs ball. Fox across the half-court line. To the corner now to Miles Wolf. Wolf to the baseline. Cut off by Weaver. His pass inside in traffic to Cole Murray. Back out top to Drew Fox. 4:15 to play in the third. Back on the right wing to Carson Golick. Golick lobs it out top. Goes to Fox. Back of the corner, going to be stolen away. Long pass stolen by Sam Winger. That'll be the 13th Claymont turnover. Here's Miller's pass to the corner, knocked out of bounds by Cole Murray, and Highland will have the basketball. 3:56 to play in the third. And the wind mound for the Hawks will be Alex Miller. Back in the left wing in the hands and the inbounds pass to Schrock. He'll find Miller. Miller dribbles the top of the key, now backs it up. Back at the right point, goes over to Wigdon. Wigdon to the foul line, to the lane. Wigdon shot up, going to be good, and the foul. Count that bucket. Nick Wigdon had a chance for a three-point play.
That's the part of Nick's game that's really come around this year, is his ability to create a shot right there. He saw an opening and took it, got the lick he wanted to, and then with the foul, he was so strong to fight through it and got it up off the glass.
Oh, he's seen the under control also when he does that.
Absolutely. His strength this year is really off the charts good.
Nick Wigdon, 5 points in the third, has 11 for the ballgame. Wigdon, of course, the 6'3 senior, averaging 18.5 a game. That free throw is good. 50-25, Highland, they doubled up the score. Mustangs ball in the backcourt, 3:40 to go. And the dribble by Miles Wolf across the midcourt line. Working against Caleb Yoder in the game now. Wolf out top. Pass over to Cole Murray. Murray's pass stolen away by Ashton Schrock. Schrock on the fast break. Schrock to the baseline. Spins around. Schrock lost it. Grabs it again. His pass goes down top to Nick Wigdon. Wigdon, three-pointer goes up in the air, going to be knocked down.
Great-looking stroke.
Another bucket. Nick Wigdon from deep. 53-25 Highland, and Wigdon now 15 points.
4 of 6 behind the arc.
3:05 to play in the third. Mustangs have it. Here's Wolf pass. Goes left wing to Carson Golick. Back out top to Cole Murray. Murray to the foul line. Murray double-teamed. Nowhere to go with it. His pass out top to Miles Wolf. Wolf dribbles it, three-point. Wolf going to be blocked by Caleb Yoder. Rebound going to be grabbed by Boniker. Now to C.J. Yoder. Inside, across the lane to Caleb Yoder, who lays it up and in. Caleb Yoder has 6, 55-25 Hawks. 2.5 to play. For the Mustangs, Drew Fox into the front court. His pass left corner, received now by Mason Lynch. Back out top, now over to Carson Golick. His three-pointers up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound chased down by Zeke Boniker. Hawks with it. And in the front court, the dribble by Caleb Yoder to the corner now to Nick Wigdon. Wigdon to the baseline. His pass to a cutting Zeke Boniker. His layup is good.
Nick, what an assist. Wow.
Boniker, his first two, 57-25 Highland. Hawks doing everything right.
9 players in the scoring column for Highland.
And for the Mustangs, it's Miles Wolf to the front court. His pass right wing going to be corralled by Drew Fox. Fox picks it up inside. It'll be grabbed by Cody Colbury. He'll be bumped and fouled, though. Second team foul call on Highland in this quarter.
Yeah, good cut there by Cole Murray. Zeke Boddier got caught on his hip and got him for the foul.
That is his first personal foul. Get total service for your jewelry at the Jewelry Store with the free cleaning and inspection and all the repairs done right in their showroom at the Jewelry Store, 97 West Jackson Street in historic downtown Millersburg. Mustangs have it beneath their own backboard. Carson Golick. Jamar Lau is checking in. And Golick inbounds it out top. Jackson Chinks also in the game now, along with Brady Fox, who corralled that inbounds pass. Fox on the right wing. Dribbles it. Run by Fox. Missed everything. Rebound to the fork. Picked up by Alex Miller. Now to C.J. Gooder on the other end. And layup by C.J. Gooder. That's going to be good.
C.J. can get out and run the floor.
He showed it right there. And he has 8 points. 59-25 Highland.
He's 4 for 4.
1:30 to play in the third. Into the front court, the dribble now. Pass by Fox, who's left wing to Jamar Lyles. Back in the corner to Golick. Golick to the baseline. His layup is going to be good. Carson Golick has his first two. 59-27 Highland. 1:14 to play. Hawks with it. Here's Alex Miller. Now to Zeke Boniker. Back to Miller. Miller to the lane. His wraparound pass to the corner goes to Caleb Yoder. Out top, C.G. Yoder. His three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound tipped out top. Chased down by Jackson Jenks. Mustangs ball. Jenks to the front court on the left wing. Back out top. And a Brady Fox. Spins around. Pass by Fox, rather, to the corner. At the last second, goes out of bounds. And that defense caused that misdirection. Now 15 Claymont turnovers. You said it, Troy, also, and you have a big lead that sometimes it can get kind of sloppy, but Highland very efficient with the basketball tonight.
They're still taking care of business on both ends of the floor. I mean, their shooting percentage tonight is just off the charts.
40 seconds to go in the third. Highland ball. C.G. Yoder out top now to Zeke Boniker. They hand off to Miller. Alex Miller to the foul line to Lane. Lost it, goes out of bounds, but I believe he was going to be fouled. They'll say he was hacked to the arm. That's the 14th foul now on the Mustangs.
Alex has got such a quick first step this year. I'm telling you, if you give him a crease, he's going to be by, and then he's on your hip.
He finds that seam And that'll be the first personal foul on Jackson Jenks. Alex Miller averaging just under 10 points per game for the 5'11 junior point guard. That free throw knocked down. Now has 5 points tonight, all coming in this third quarter. 60-27 Highland, 34 seconds to go. Second free throw, that's up by Miller. That's going to be in and out. No good rebound, Jackson Jenks. The sophomore, and now Mustangs have with 28 seconds. Brady Fox out top the Jenks. Jenks dribbles it to the foul line. Pass right wing, goes out of bounds, in. Going to be touched apparently by the Hawks. They're going to say it'll stay with Claymont.
Yeah, they went off of C.J. Yoder's hands.
So now Carson Golick to inbound. Will do so to Fox. Brady Fox dribbles it out top. Back in the left wing, the Jenks. Guarded tightly by Zeke Boniker. Out top to Jamar Lyles. Back in the left wing. Grabbed by Brady Fox. Fox backs it up. 8 seconds to go. 5 seconds. Pass out top. Deflected and stolen away by C.J. Yoder. Yoder shot at the buzzer. Going to be up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound slapped away. And that'll do it here for the third quarter. Through three quarters from Claymont, Highland 60 and Claymont 27. This is IVC-based basketball on WKLM. MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
Highland outscored Claymont 22-11 in that third quarter, and Mustangs have it to begin the fourth quarter of play. Miles Wolf bounce pass inside, knocked away and stolen. Hawks get the steal right off the bat, and Claymont now up to 17 turnovers tonight. Again, just into the fourth, Highland has it with Nick Wigdon out top. Wigdon down to the right side, the handoff goes to Alex Miller. Hands it off down to Weaver. Back in the right wing to Wigdon. Wigdon's 3 pointers up there, going to be no good. Rebound goes to Jamar Lyles now. Claymont ball. Here's Miles Wolf to the front court. Wolf, pass goes cross court, received by Brayson Gray, the sophomore. Dumps it inside. Shot up in the air, going to be off the glass, going to be good. Knocked down that time by Dom Joloff, the junior.
Man, Joloff did a great job using the back of the shielded defender.
His first two, 60-29 Highland. Hawks with it, here's Ashton Schrock. Left wing, Nick Wigdon. Wigdon, pass to the corner, now grabbed by Alex Miller. Miller to the foul line, to the lane. His layup off the glass, that's going to be good.
Slash and dash to the basket.
Did it again, 7 points for Miller. 62-29 Highland. Mustangs have it. Joloff to the front court. Guarded tightly by Ashton Schrock. He'll hold him. Foul was called, the first team foul on Highland, and now Schrock has his second personal foul. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Troy Fritz. Highland 2-4, 3-point tries for 50%. Claymont 2-4. Highland also 7-9 from 2-point range, a scorching 77%, while Claymont was 2-4 for 50%. Highland 4-5 for the foul line for 80%. Claymont 1-2 for 50%. The Hawks out rebounding the Mustangs 7-4 in the third quarter. 5 turnovers for Claymont, 1 for Highland in that third quarter of play. Mustangs basketball. Pass inside, going to be batted away and stolen by Caleb Yoder. Yoder on the fast break. Pass right wing to Ashton Schrock. Schrock drives the lane. Back in the corner now to C.J. Yoder. He'll take it to the baseline. Back out top to Schrock. His 3-pointers up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound goes to Jackson Jenks. Mustangs ball. Here's Miles Wolf to the front court. 6:16 to play in the fourth. Wolf now to the foul line. Now top down to Brayson Gray. Into the corner now received by Parker Haney. Haney in the right point. Spinning around. Now top down to Gray. Gray looking back on the right side over to Dom Joloff. He'll take it to the baseline. Cut off by C.J. Yoder, who's out of bounds, trying to throw off his leg. He did that way, and it'll go back to Claymont. But again, C.J. Yoder cutting off that baseline.
Yeah, they thought they had a crease down there. Next thing you know, that second line of defense cuts it off, and you're in no man's land.
Under 6 minutes to play in the fourth. And Claymont has it. It'll be Jackson Jenks to inbound. Does so to the corner to Miles Wolf. Wolf to the right wing. Looking. Shovels it out top to Jenks. Jenks to the foul line. Jenks, runner going to be up. Going to be no good, but he drew a foul on the backpedaling Zeke Boddicker. Second team foul on Highland, and Boddicker has his second.
Yeah, Jackson Jenks is a really good-looking ball player here for Claymont. He's got 6 rebounds on the night. Went really strong to the hole there.
Good size, and he'll step to the foul line right now. Yes, Jenks looking for his first points this evening for the sophomore. And that is up. That's going to be no good. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Rody's IGA Marketplace. Michael Hammer reporting all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Second free throw. That is up. That's going to be no good as well by Jenks. Rebound corralled by the Hawks. Pulling down that rebound was Caleb Mishler, the 6'1 junior in the game now for the Hawks. Caleb Yoder dribbles it. Now back it up. Now the Mishler out top on the right side, the C.J. Yoder. He'll find Cade Beachy, top of the key for a three-pointer. Three-pointer by Beachy, knocks it down.
Well, that looked good when he let go of it.
And Beachy now has 8 points, his second three-pointer he's canned tonight. 65-29 Highland. Claymont ball, 5:18 to play, and going to be a foul called on Beachy out top, defending Miles Wolf. 13 foul on Highland, and Beachy now has his first personal foul.
Continuing to play tight defense. Highland doesn't relax.
One thing also, you don't have to worry about so much about the foul trouble because, you know, one guy gets a foul, puts somebody else in.
When you can go 11 deep in the bench, you can play as hard as you want.
Mustangs have it. Here's Wolf out top, takes it right wing. His shot for the foul line, partially blocked by Beachy. Rebound grabbed by Mishler. Highland ball. Long pass going to be thrown away, though, by Caleb Yoder. Good steal by Miles Wolf. He'll have it the other way. Out top to Joloff. Joloff's three-pointer going to be knocked down. Tom Joloff has 5 points, all coming into the fourth quarter. Highland ball up 65-32, 4.5 to go. C.J. Yoder's pass to the corner, three-pointer by Cade Beachy, going to be knocked down again.
The answer.
Beachy showing what he can do off the bench.
He found a stroke he likes out there.
68-32 Hawks. Joloff has it out top. Back in the corner goes to Jenks. Jenks to the baseline, lost it, rolls out of bounds. That'll be a turnover. Claymont now up to 19 of those tonight.
Matt, is there anybody in this Highland team that can't shoot the basketball?
I don't think so. Haven't seen it. Collective as a group is the reason why this team is unbeaten so far.
Absolutely.
Caleb Yoder has it out top for the Hawks. Pass right wing goes to Beachy. Beachy to the foul line. In the corner down to Mishler. His three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound is grabbed by Jamar Lyles. Mustangs have it. Here's Joloff to the front court. On the left wing, back to Jenks. Jenks looking, now dribbles it, pass goes out top to Joloff. Puts it on the floor, picks it up. Joloff looking, pass going to be deflected, goes out top, and grabbed by Joloff off the deflection. He'll find now Parker Haney, shot by Haney, left hand, that's going to be good.
Slow-moving Euro step, but it was effective.
He got it, his first two of the night, 68-34 Highland, 3:14 to play. Hawks with it, here's Caleb Yoder. Now to Mishler, Mishler. Into the corner goes to C.J. Yoder. His three-pointer going to be in and out, no good. Rebound goes to Jenks. Claymont ball with Jenks to the front court. On the left wing against Zeke Boddicker. Jenks dribbles it. Shovels it out top now to Brayson Gray. Right corner to Joloff. Dribbles the right wing back out top now to Brayson Gray. On the right point received by Joloff. Joloff, pass inside, goes to Jamar Lyles. Back in the corner, now the Jenks. His three-pointer is going to be knocked down.
Jackson Jenks.
His first three of the night. Highland ball now, up 68-37. Beachy's pass the corner to Mishler, out top to Cade Beachy. Beachy picks it up. Back in the left corner goes to C.J. Yoder. Yoder to the baseline. His layup off the glass is good. They forgot about him. He knocks it down. 10 points for C.J. Yoder.
Well, you can't forget about C.J. He's a player.
No doubt. 70-37 Highland. They'll get some more guys in with 2:16 to go. As checking in for the Hawks is going to be Ephraim Yoder, 6'1 junior in the game. And into the front court as Andrew Rebune, also a 5'11 sophomore in for Highland as well. Dom Joliffe out top, comes to a jump stop. Joliffe looking, pass to Jinx on the right wing. Jinx looking, shovels a cross-court pass to Joliffe. Joliffe dribbles at top of the key. Now the Jinx on the right wing. Also in is Logan Miller, 6'1 senior for Highland. Out top to Joliffe. Puts it on the floor to the foul line. Hands it off now to Dom in the far end. Goes inside the Jinx. Jinx's shot no good near the basket, but he'll draw the foul. That's sending Jackson Jinx to the back to the foul line to shoot two.
Yeah, Jinx did a good job getting that back door cut and going to the hole strong.
14 foul on Highland. First personal is going to be slapped on Logan Miller. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game as that player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. That free throw good by Jinx. He's up to 4 points. Running clock now, 105 and counting. That free throw's up. That's going to be no good. Rebound corralled by the Hawks. Number 11 got that board. And Andrew Bune out top. Pass left side inside on the baseline. Logan Miller. Miller to the right point. Goes out top now on the dribble by Afram Yoder. His shot off the last. No good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Jinx. Pass to the corner. Goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover on the pass to Joliffe. Now 20 turnovers for Claymont tonight. Running clock down to just 30 seconds to go in the game.
Highland's able to empty their bench once again tonight.
Inbounded to Bune. Back in the left wing. Over to Carson Weaver. Three-pointer right side. Going to be no good by Ephraim Yoder. Rebound hold in by Jamar Lyles. 10 seconds to play. Jinx to the front court. 8 seconds. Now the Dom Joliffe in the corner. 4 seconds to go. Joliffe out top. Nowhere to go with it. And that will do it here for the game. Highland gets the victory tonight on the road in IVC play. As Highland wins it 70-38 in dominant fashion this evening, and Highland will remain unbeaten on the year as a result. They go to 8-0 on the year, 5-0 in the IVC South, and Claymont drops to 3-7 overall. They've lost two straight. They're also 2-3 in the IVC South Division. Final score tonight, Highland 70 and Claymont 38. Back to wrap it up after this on WKLM.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobren from Hobren's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091, and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
For sports information anytime, call the WKLM Pomeranian Hospital Sports Line at 674-PLAY. Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeranian Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeranian has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeranian provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeranianHospital.org.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for January is Chipotle Chicken Pizza.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Roman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
That, I don't care. Hey, Bo, either.
It is the final tonight here from Claymont. Highland gets the win 70-38 over the Mustangs as Highland jumped out to a 28-4 lead after one and never looked back. Highland led 38-16 at halftime, 60-27 through three, and Highland gets the win by the final margin of 70-38. As for the Hawks, it was four players in double figures. Leading the way for them was Nick Wigdon on the night. Wigdon knocked down for him on the night four three-pointers, 4-for-8 from downtown, 1-for-3 from two-point range, 1-for-1 for the foul line. Wigdon had 15 points, the sixth time he's been in double figures on the season. Also, Sam Wingard in double figures for the season. Wingard, 1-for-1 from three-point range, also 4-for-4 from two-point range. Wingard finished up with 11 points. Wingard, the second time that he's been in double figures on the season for him. Also, it was Key Beachy with the new season high. As for Beachy, he went 3-for-8 from downtown, 1-for-1 from two-point range, as Beachy finished up with 11 points. Again, season high, Key Beachy with 11 points, first time he's been in double figures on the year. And also C.J. Yoder, he chipped in with a season high himself. As for C.J., he would go 0-for-2 on three-point tries for 5-for-6 from two-point range. C.G. Yoder finished up with that season high of 10 points. First time he's been in double figures on the season as well. And also, 6 points scored by Caleb Yoder. 4 apiece for Andrew Weaver and Ashton Schrock as well. 2 points for Zeke Boniker, running out the Highland total of 70. For Claymont, leading the way for them, that was Miles Wolf, the lone player in double figures for them. As for Wolf, he was 2-for-2 on 3-point tries, 2-for-5 from 2-point range, 1-for-2 for the foul line. Wolf had 11 points. 6 points also scored by Cole Murray. 5 points for Dom Joliff, and 4 points for Jackson Jenks. 3 apiece for Drew Fox. I should say 3 points for Drew Fox, as well as 2 apiece for Jamar Lyles and Parker Haney. Also 3 points scored by Brady Fox, rounded out the Claymont total of 38. Final score, Highland 70 and Claymont 38. Now with the final team numbers, here's Troy Fritz.
And thank you very much, Matt. On the night for Highland, they went 36% from behind the arc, good for 8-for-22. Claymont went 7-of-12, good for 58%. From the floor, on fire for Highland. They was 21 of 25 on the night, 84% shooting percentage. Matt, I don't think I've ever seen one that high. Claymont 7-of-15 for 46%. From the free throw line, Highland went 6-of-7 for 85%, while Claymont was 3-of-12 for 25%. Big rebounding advantage goes to the Hawks, 25-16. 20 turnovers on the night for Claymont, just 7 for Highland.
Individual rebounding leaders for Highland. It was 5 boards for Alex Miller on the night. 3 boards apiece for Andrew Weaver and Zeke Bonnicker as well. Also leading the way for Claymont. 8 rebounds for Jackson Jenks and 3 boards for Jamar Lyles. Highland wins at 70-38 in dominant fashion over Claymont tonight. And you talked about it, Troy, great defense, but also efficient basketball on the offensive end.
The efficiency of this team is what continues to impress me, the way they share the basketball. I mean, their offensive sets when they get into it, you know, they're going to run 8-9 passes. They're going to run that thing 2 or 3 times and get the look they want. Just a great disciplined basketball team. They're fun to watch.
Player of the game, we talked about, hard to choose just one guy. I'm not going to choose one guy. I'm going to go ahead. I can't make up my mind, Troy, so I'm going to go ahead and go with C.J. Yoder and Cade Beachy. Both those guys chipping in off the bench, both season high. C.J. Yoder with the 10 points. Cade Beachy had 11. And you just think about how deep this Highland team can go here, and they serve what they can do.
Well, both those players earn that for sure. And to your point, Matt, the depth. I mean, any night, we're sitting here talking about who do we give it to. I think we're just going to start bringing a whole box of T-shirts and give everybody one every night. What a great, great performance by both them players. Well-deserved player of the games.
All right, again, the C.J. Yoder and Cade Beachy are Thread and Ink players of the contest. And for Highland with the win, they go to 8-0 on the year, 5-0 in the IVC South Division. They'll play next Friday, a road game at Triway. Again, of course, that's the same night as the Ohio State football, college football playoff semifinals. So they move that game up ahead, as there'll be a 6 p.m. varsity start, 4:30 p.m. GV start, just so you know, in case you haven't heard that, for that game next Friday night, Highland at Triway. And for Claymont, they'll drop their record with a loss to 3-7 overall. They've lost 2 straight. They're 2-3 in the IVC South. They play on Tuesday in a game at Indian Valley. And for us tomorrow, we'll have NFL action for you. Cleveland Browns will be at the Baltimore, and we'll join the Browns radio network at 2:30. And tomorrow night, we'll have girls high school basketball. Mansfield Senior is at West Holmes in the Dungeon, and that'll be on YouTube and also on Stream 1 on our website. Airtime for that right around 7 o'clock for that. It'll be alumni also tomorrow night. And, of course, they'll be joining plenty of past alumni. West Holmes basketball players will be a part of that ceremony and at the game at West Holmes as well for tomorrow night, so don't miss that. We're going to thank our, of course, video live stream partners tonight, Claxon Communications. It was Jacob Heading, who was the producer of tonight's live stream coverage, and also Leo Cochera worked the cameras. We appreciate their partnership throughout the season. Of course, you can find the live stream of this game tonight on the WKLM YouTube page. And also thanks to Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central. For Troy Fritz, I'm Matt Coy, and special thanks also to Michael Hammond back at the studio. Reminder to stick around after the broadcast for High School Sports. Scoreboard. We'll have all the area basketball scores for you every 15 minutes all the way until midnight. Again, the final, it was Highland 70 and Claymont 38. So long, everybody.
Meltway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Meltway Paving at 330-279-9000. Meltway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Welcome to your dream home at 4838 Township Road 400 in Middlesbrough. Listed for sale by Coppin Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $319,000. This four-bedroom, one-bath bungalow has a modern updated kitchen and includes new appliances and an additional sunroom. The large yard is ideal for activities and gardening, and the new back vinyl patio is perfect for outdoor dining and entertaining on 1.5 acres. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Vernon Yoder at 330-466-0520 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.